Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today, I'm joined by K-State Extension Farm Analyst Lavelle Windsor and Ashley Westerhold, Director of the Office and Farm and Ranch Transition. Lavelle, Ashley, thanks for joining me today and Happy New Year.
Thank you for having us.
Happy New Year.
We'll get started here. Ashley and Lavelle are going to talk about the Leaving a Lasting Legacy, a series of farm succession planning workshops coming up at the end of the month. Lavelle, starting with you, when and where are these workshops and who are they designed for?
Yeah, so these workshops start on January 21st, and they are going to be four consecutive Tuesday evenings. So January 21st, 28th, February 4th, February 11th. And there are 63 locations across three states. Kansas has about 30 locations. And we do hope that people will attend in person because the ideas that you generate from the other farmers who are attending just really help you to figure out what you want to do. However, we do have an online option as well available.
So is this something where if you have a conflict one evening, you can watch online but attend the in-person events otherwise?
Ideally, you can attend all four meetings at the location that you've signed up. But if there is, sickness or something that comes up, we can send you the online recording and get that information to you.
And Ashley, turning to you, what are the speakers look like here? What are the presentations look like?
Yeah, so this year we're very excited. I know we have done Women in Ag programs in the past, and this year, because we are talking about leaving that lasting legacy, we are going to have succession and estate planning topics for all four nights. So the first night, we actually have motivational speakers. One is a local Kansas producer, and one is a motivational speaker who runs a dairy from Wisconsin. And they are just really talking about how succession and estate planning have worked in their life, in their situations and their circumstances. The second night will all be about communication about succession and estate planning. And actually, you will hear from Lavelle and I in that second night. And we actually have a speaker from Iowa, who is the mediation specialist for Iowa Mediation Services. And so we're excited to have her help us learn how to communicate better as farm families and as women in ag. Our third night is the financial aspects of farm transition planning. And we will hear from the University of Nebraska's Jessica Grosskopf. And she will talk about how do you financially swing succession planning? What are the financial topics that you should be discussing as a family? And then the last night, we are going to be joined by an attorney, Polly Dobbs, who is a farm transition attorney. She is out of Indiana, but she is a well-versed attorney of many options and a lot of information when it comes to the legal structures that you might have in place during your transition plan. And so we are just excited for the breadth of knowledge, the wealth of speakers that we have. And so each night you won't be seeing the same face talking to you for all four nights. We have tried to really expand our speakers and make sure that you're hearing from a variety of women. And so we're excited to offer that.
How long each night will these sessions cover? How much time should folks set aside if they wanted to attend?
Yeah, so the evenings start out with a meal together, and then we have about 2.5 hours worth of speakers and then hands-on activities to reinforce the information and provide tools that you can then take home, work with your own families on, and hopefully help you to move the needle forward on putting together your succession plan for your own farm.
Is there any homework prior to these sessions beginning that attendees should consider doing? I mean, what kind of thoughts should you have? These are not necessarily easy conversations to have within a family always. Is there anything they can do to prepare kind of ahead of time, of bring questions, things like that?
I think to prepare for a session work series like this one, it is really just being open-minded, maybe thinking through some of your goals that you want throughout the succession planning process, being willing to ask questions in this environment, so making yourself more open. But anyone throughout this process, you could be starting with never talking about this topic, never looking into it, never having any information or attending any workshop before this about succession to estate planning, to someone who is maybe near the end and has been working with an attorney for many years or has a plan in place, but you're questioning, is this plan really something that will work for our family? So any person in the transition process where you haven't even started or you think you have finished can benefit from a workshop series like this one. And so really there is not homework to be done before the class. Lavelle and I have planned some homeworks for you during the class that you can take home and work with your family on. However, there's not much that you need to prepare for this class.
And Greg, I would just add on to what Ashley said. We, you know, there have been several of succession planning meetings across the state. We've talked about this topic many, many times. And the reality is we might have people that come to 5 or 10 meetings and they're just trying to gather information, try to figure out what works for their own family and for their own farm. And they're just not quite sure what to do. And what we really hope to do with this series is help provide people with those tools that they can finally try to put their succession plan into place and take those steps. We all know that unfortunately, until those steps are finalized, the plan isn't really in place. And if something happens in the meantime, that plan may not go the way that you would hope to do. So we want people to leave this series executing on their farm succession plan and having all the pieces in place.
It sounds like you have a variety of voices lined up, which I think is also helpful in these conversations, because as we often hear here at Kansas Farm Bureau, if you've seen one farm, you've seen one farm. I think if you've seen one succession plan, you've seen one succession plan. So everything is a little bit different, and I'm glad to hear that there's going to be so many additional voices added to that. Looking at these, what is the cost to register and where should somebody go if they wanted to sign up?
Yeah, if people want to sign up for this, go to agmanager.info under the events tab and look for the Leaving the Lasting Legacy link. The cost is $60 for the in-person sites if you register by January 12th. After January 12th, it goes up to $75, and the fully online is also $75. The importance of signing up prior to January 12th is so that we can get the materials to all of the locations and to the folks online so that they have everything that they need ahead of time. So we really encourage you not to hesitate and go ahead and sign up as soon as possible.
Anything else that I haven't asked that should be covered?
I guess I would just add that we all know that this is an extremely important topic and really encourage you to take the time to invest in yourself and your farm, come to this workshop, hopefully maybe see some new things, learn from the other people who are there as well as the speakers, and go ahead and put your farm succession plan into place.
Thank you. That's Lavelle Windsor and Ashley Westerhold, who will be helping host the Leaving a Lasting Legacy Farm Succession Planning Workshops starting at the end of the month here. Lavelle, Ashley, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.